The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
Achtung, Achtung! Here is Alex Wright! And you're watching Perched on the Top Rope.
Welcome everyone to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, Sports Kita, and Daily DDT. I am your host, Lee Walker, and ladies and gentlemen, it is WrestleMania week. And the WWE's annual two-night extravaganza hits Sin City this year with a loaded doubleheader on April 19th and the 20th at Elegant Stadium in Las Vegas. And as usual, the lineups for WrestleMania 41 are split between Night 1 and Night 2. Kicking the weekend off, Night 1 currently features 7 matches, headlined by a monster triple threat match between WWE stars Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and CM Punk. The card also features 4 championship matches, including Gunther defending the World Heavyweight Championship against the 2025 Royal Rumble winner. Main event, not so main event, Jey Uso. Tiffany Stratton is defending her WWE Women's Championship against the 2025 Women's Royal Rumble, Charlotte Flair, and more. With Night 2 taking over with a 6-match lineup featuring another 4 championship contests. Standing atop the bill is the much-anticipated headliner between undisputed WWE champion Cody Rhodes and the WWE legend John Cena, 'cause you can't see me. The latter of whom stunning heel turn in February completely rewrote expectations for a year that has long teased to be John Cena's retirement tour. The WWE World Champion Io Sky also puts her belt on the line in a triple threat match between the 2025 Royal Rumble winner Bianca Belair and a very upset former champion, Rhea Ripley. All the action goes down both nights, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, streaming live on Peacock. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's break down WWE WrestleMania 41 and give our predictions. So I'm going to talk about the WWE World Tag Team Championship match that is set between the War Raiders, Eric and Ivar, and the New Day of Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. Because after removing Big E from the New Day on December 2nd, 2024 on Raw, Kingston and Woods set their sights on the World Tag Team Championships, which were held by the War Raiders. During their title match between the two teams on April 7th, 2025, Woods attempted to hit Eric with a steel chair. However, the referee saw Eric inadvertently hit Woods with the chair instead. Thus, the New Day won via disqualification. But since the champions do not change hands via disqualification or countout, unless stipulated, the War Raiders remain champions. After the match, the New Day attacked the War Raiders, only to be stopped by WWE officials. And on April 11th, Raw, General Manager Adam Pearce announced that the War Raiders would defend the World Tag Team Championship against the New Day in a rematch at WrestleMania 41. Now, this is a big night for the War Raiders, just as much as it would be a big night for the New Day. However, I can see something happening where Big E gets involved, other tag teams maybe get involved. Regardless, I'm going to say that we have a new WWE World Tag Team Champions, and it's the New Day. And our next match, ladies and gentlemen, is El Gran Americano taking on Rey Mysterio. And throughout late 2024 and early 2025, Chad Gable went on a losing streak against several luchadors. Gable took a sabbatical from WWE to solve his Lucha Libre problems. And on March 10th, on an episode of Raw, an unidentified luchador with an American-style mask resembling Gable's faction American Maid cost the Latino World Order Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee a tag team match. Gable denied that he was the luchador in question. The masked wrestler was named El Gran Americano, who then defeated Dragon Lee in his debut match on March 24th. 2 weeks later, Americano and American Maid members, the Creed brothers, Brutus and Julius Creed, defeated the LWO's Dragon Lee, Jacqueline Wild, and Cruz del Toro in a six-man tag team match after Ivy Nile put a piece of metal in Americano's mask to use against Dragon Lee. Later that night, Mysterio said that Americano made a mockery of the art and tradition of Lucha Libre and requested a match against him, to which Raw General Manager Adam Pearce accepted. Following Mysterio choose the place, he chose WrestleMania 41. This is one of those matches, folks, that Rey Mysterio I don't see winning unless they're ending the El Gran Americano gimmick thing just to, you know, help put Chad Gable over a little bit with, you know, his Lucha Libre problem that they're talking about. If not, I would definitely say that El Gran Americano wins this match and they keep this gimmick rolling. Because if not, then what was the point of doing it if this was a short-term thing? Like, to get it to Mania and then drop it? I see this match being like a Fandango versus Chris Jericho WrestleMania 29 thing. Fandango in that match won against Jericho. Probably shouldn't have. And that's going to be the circumstance here. And our next match, ladies and gentlemen, is Jade Cargill versus Naomi. And on November 22nd, 2024, of an episode of SmackDown, Jade Cargill was found attacked by an unknown assailant in the parking lot and was ruled unable to compete for the foreseeable future. During Cargill's absence, Naomi volunteered to replace her as one half of the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions alongside Bianca Belair. Now, Naomi and Belair also launched their own investigation into the attack on Cargill. They came to the assumption that Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez attacked Cargill and agreed to defend the championship against them on February 24th, 2025, on an episode of Raw where they lost the titles. Belair and Naomi then qualified for the Women's Elimination Chamber match at the namesake event. However, before the match began, Cargill made her return and viciously attacked Naomi, who was then deemed medically unable to compete in the match. On the following night of an episode of SmackDown, Naomi revealed the truth that she was, in fact, Cargill's attacker and regretted it, not doing it sooner, thus returning heel for the first time since 2016. Belair walked out on Naomi, ending their partnership, and in the following weeks, Cargill and Naomi continuously have attacked each other, which has led to the SmackDown general manager Nick Aldis scheduling a match between the two at WrestleMania 41. I'm just going to say it, folks. Jade Cargill wins this match. It's going to be real plain and simple. The way they've had this booked, the way Naomi's been booked, Jade Cargill's way too hot on her return. Jade Cargill wins this. And our next match is the WWE United States Championship match between LA Knight and Jacob Fatu. How did we get here? Well, LA Knight regained his United States Championship on March 9th on SmackDown. And several wrestlers had stated that their intentions were to challenge Knight for the title, which included the Bloodline's Jacob Fatu. So on March 21st, Braun Strowman, who had embroiled in a rivalry with the Bloodline for the past few months, defeated Fatu via disqualification after Solo Sikoa and Tama attacked him. This resulted in an earned title match against Knight that was scheduled for the following week. The match ended in a no contest after Fatu attacked both Knight and Strowman, and on April 4th, of SmackDown, Fatu defeated Strowman in a last man standing match, earning a United States Championship against LA Knight. Yeah! At WrestleMania 41. So who do I think wins this? Well, me personally, I would love to see Jacob Fatu win this, get his first championship, and then that can start a rivalry, so to speak, with him and Solo Sikoa, because we've seen the tensions between them, and I'd like to see that for SummerSlam. So, I'm going to say LA Knight loses this match, and we have a hashtag and new WWE United States Champion, the Werewolf, Jacob Fatu. And folks, it's Tiffy time, because the next match is for the WWE Women's Championship, as it is the Women's Champion Tiffany Stratton taking on challenger Charlotte Flair. How did we get here? Well, Charlotte Flair won the Royal Rumble. Thus, she earns a World Championship match that was her choice at WrestleMania 41. And subsequently, she appeared on Raw, NXT, and SmackDown and confronted each brand's respective champions before finally choosing her challenger, Tiffany Stratton, for the SmackDown's WWE Championship at WrestleMania 41. Now, let's also not forget that these two recently went off script, starting with Charlotte Flair. She goes off script to what I would assume to try and get Tiffany Stratton confused and to look foolish on TV, but Tiffany was on top of her game and hit Charlotte with that, the way you're going to be at WrestleMania will be just like your real life, 0-3, woo. In my honest opinion, Tiffany Stratton is still your women's champion after this match. I would rather see Tiffany win. I do not want Charlotte to win. Is there a good chance Charlotte can win? Yeah, there's a real good chance Charlotte can win. But I'd rather see Tiffany pass the torch, Charlotte. Pass the torch. And our next match is for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, as it is main event, not so main event, Jey Uso taking on the World Heavyweight Champion Gunther. Because at Saturday night's main event, Gunther defeated Jey Uso to retain the Raw World Heavyweight Championship, and then Jey Uso won the men's Royal Rumble match the following week, earning a world championship match of his choice at WrestleMania 41. While not making an official decision Uso confronted Gunther on the following Raw, where Gunther stated that Uso should choose SmackDown's world champion because he had already defeated Uso and instead deserved to defend the title against someone like John Cena. After making an appearance on that week's SmackDown, Uso opened the show on February 10th of Raw, where he was attacked by Gunther. Uso decided that he would challenge Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania 41. Now, Gunther has an insane percentage record of time spent in WWE while time spent as some sort of champion. Whether it's the NXT UK champion, NXT champion, WWE champion, he is Intercontinental champion. The man has held belts. The man is known for holding belts. It's something like 80% of the time in WWE, he's been a champion. It's absolutely crazy. Do I think Jey Uso is the one to defeat Gunther? No. Do I think he's going to defeat Gunther? I would say, based off crowd hype, yes. Jey Uso is going to win the WWE World Championship at WrestleMania 41. Am I happy about it? Not really. Does he deserve it? He's pushing merch, great on promos, great in the ring. Time will tell. Let's see what he can do. And folks, the main event is a triple threat match. CM Punk versus Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns. And how did this all start? Well, upon CM Punk's return to WWE at Survivor Series War Games in November 2023, he immediately became a target of Seth Rollins. As you could see, Seth Rollins yelling and screaming along the entrance ramp by the ring, yelling at Punk as Punk returned. However, unable to compete for several months after tearing his tricep at the 2024 Royal Rumble, Punk returned from injury and had various encounters with Seth Rollins, further enraging him. And in November, Punk joined Roman Reigns' team as the fifth member of that year's Survivor Series War Games in the War Games match on behalf of his former manager and Roman Reigns' special counsel, Paul Heyman. With Heyman then owing Punk a favor for agreeing to the match, which they won, by the way, Punk became a target of Seth Rollins once again due to Rollins' hatred for both Reigns and Punk. This culminated in a match at the Netflix premiere of WWE Raw, to which CM Punk defeated Rollins. And at the 2025 Royal Rumble, Punk eliminated both Reigns and Rollins before his own elimination. The three then brawled at ringside, where Rollins performed a two-footed stomp on Reigns, ruling him unable to compete for the next few weeks. Punk also eliminated Rollins from the men's Elimination Chamber match. Following his elimination, Rollins curb-stomped Punk, which then cost Punk the match. And on the following episode of Raw, Punk spoke about his failure to compete in a WrestleMania main event before brawling with Rollins. They then faced each other the following week in a steel cage match, which Rollins won after a returning Reigns pulled him out of the cage to attack him for revenge at the Royal Rumble. Then, enraged by Heyman tending to Punk in the ring, Reigns then attacked Punk. After a brawl between the three men on an episode of SmackDown on March 21st, a triple threat match was scheduled for WrestleMania 41. And during the contract signing the following week, Heyman announced that the match would main event WrestleMania. While grateful for finally competing in a main event at WrestleMania, Punk stated it was not the favor he was owed from Heyman. On April 4th, on an episode of SmackDown, Punk revealed his favor was that Heyman would be in the corner of CM Punk at WrestleMania. Much to Reigns' dismay. I don't know who wins this match, folks. This has been leading all sorts of which ways. We've seen everybody at one point get the upper hand. But I think we're going to get that CM Punk moment. I think we're finally going to get CM Punk getting his WrestleMania moment. And CM Punk wins the main event at WrestleMania 41, Night 1. That's not a spoiler. Now, fans, let's take a look at WrestleMania 41, Night 2, and check out that card. Now, Night 2, folks, has 6 matches. From the Women's Tag Team Championship match of Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, the champs defending against Bayley and Lyra Valkyria, we have AJ Styles taking on Logan Paul. We have a fatal four-way match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship as the Intercontinental Champion Braun Breaker takes on Penta, Finn Balor, and Dominic Mysterio. We have a Sin City Street Fight as Damian Priest takes on Drew McIntyre. And in a triple threat match for the Women's World Champion, we have the champ Io Sky taking on Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley. And for the undisputed WWE Championship, we have champion Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare, taking on the man that you can't see because you can't see me, John Cena. Now let's talk about our first match for Night 2, ladies and gentlemen, the Women's Tag Team Championship match, as Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, the champs, will take on Bayley and Lyra Valkyria. How did this happen? Because on February 10th, on an episode of Raw, Bayley defeated the Women's Intercontinental Champion, Lyra, in a non-title match to qualify for the Elimination Chamber. Now, let's also not forget that Liv Morgan was also in the Elimination Chamber and eliminated Bayley.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Although she failed to win the match herself, on March 10th episode of Raw, Rodriguez defeated Bayley to earn a future title match against Valkyria. But despite losing, Valkyria promised to give Bayley a future title match. And on March 24th, Valkyria defeated Rodriguez to retain the title despite interference from Morgan. After the match, both Rodriguez and Morgan attacked Lyra, who was saved by Bayley. And on April 11th on Raw, Lyra successfully defended her title against Bayley. And on that week's SmackDown, Bayley and Lyra won a women's tag team gauntlet match to earn a title match against Morgan and Rodriguez at WrestleMania 41. And by the way, they were the first team to start that gauntlet match, and they ran through every tag team that was thrown at them. Can Lyra win 2 championships and hold 2 belts in WWE at the same time? That would be amazing for her. I would love to see that. And I think here at WrestleMania 41, we really start to see the downfall of the Judgment Day. And I'm going to say we have new women tag team champions, Bayley and Lyra Valkyria. And our next match is AJ Styles taking on Logan Paul. How did this all go down? Well, at the Royal Rumble, AJ Styles made a surprise return from injury and competed in the Royal match, only to be eliminated by Logan Paul. As part of WWE's transfer window, Styles was transferred to the Raw brand. Now, I'm sure some of you are like, what is the WWE transfer window? Well, generally, it's the WWE draft. So, there you go. I never heard of it be called the transfer window, and WWE hasn't even done a draft in a while, so I don't know. Anyway, after several weeks of confrontations, Styles challenged Paul to a match on March 31st on an episode of Raw. However, Paul declined, stating that he did not, and I quote, fight for free, and then pointed to the WWE WrestleMania sign. After which a brawl ensued between the two men, and later that night, Raw General Manager Adam Pearce scheduled a match between Paul and Styles at WrestleMania 41. Now, if you know me, I am not a very big Logan Paul fan. I think he is a great wrestler. However, he is much like others who were great wrestlers, but shitty people. So, you know that Logan Paul's winning this match because it's WrestleMania 41, it's Las Vegas, and they need that social media presence that Logan Paul carries to carry them out into WrestleMania 41, Night 2. And folks, we have a fatal four-way match for the WWE Intercontinental Champion as the champ Braun Breaker will be defending against Penta, Dominic Mysterio, and Finn Balor. And how did we get here? Well, on February 17th on an episode of Raw, after a Judgment Day member, Dominic Mysterio, had a match, Intercontinental Champion Braun Breaker accidentally attacked Mysterio, which led to a non-title match between Mysterio and Braun Breaker on the next episode. Now, that ended in a disqualification after Mysterio's stablemates Carlito and Finn Balor attacked Braun Breaker. On the next episode, the Judgment Day attacked Breaker, but he was able to get the upper hand. And on March 17th of Raw, Mysterio discussed adding Penta to their ranks, much to the irritation of Finn Balor. Well, later that night, Breaker defeated Balor to retain the Intercontinental Championship, and after the match, Mysterio and Carlito attacked Breaker before Penta appeared to even the odds. Now, Breaker and Penta stared each other down after, and the following week, Mysterio formally offered Penta a spot in the Judgment Day. Well, later that night, Breaker defended the title against Penta, which Breaker won via disqualification after Mysterio and Carlito attacked him again. And after the match, Mysterio tried to have Penta attack Breaker with a chair, but instead, Penta attacked Mysterio. Breaker and Penta then faced Balor and Mysterio in a tag team match the next week, which they won after Breaker accidentally speared Penta. On April 7th, Raw General Manager Adam Pearce scheduled Breaker to defend the title against Finn Balor, Dominic Mysterio, and Penta in a fatal four-way match. Now, this is a match where anything can happen, and anything is going to happen. You're going to see some great spots from everybody involved in this match. However, Breaker has a hard time as far as being able to get him to win this. And I know that sounds complicated and it sounded really weird, but there's three other men in this match. Mysterio and Balor odds are increased because they are in a faction together, leaving Breaker and Penta almost kind of having to have a mixed tornado tag until either Balor or Mysterio go for a pin and then one of them get mad at each other. And, you know, like I said, this is the WrestleMania that you start to see the fall of the Judgment Day. My honest opinion is that Penta wins this match, and Penta becomes the new men's Intercontinental Champion. I've just got a gut feeling he came in hot. Why not start him off even hotter by putting a title on him in his first WrestleMania? And following that match, ladies and gentlemen, it is Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre in a Sin City Street fight. I hope this goes into the crowd, especially for where I'm sitting. How did we get here, folks? Well, immediately after Drew McIntyre won the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania 40, he taunted his then-rival CM Punk, who served as a special guest commentator for the match. Punk attacked McIntyre with his arm brace. Following that, Damian Priest successfully cashed in his Money in the Bank contract on McIntyre to win the title, thus ending McIntyre's reign at just 5 minutes and 46 seconds. Over the next few months, Priest and McIntyre continued their feud, with Priest defeating McIntyre at Clash of the Castle, Scotland, to retain the title. And at Money in the Bank, McIntyre won the namesake match, and later that night unsuccessfully cashed in on Priest, who would later lose the title to Gunther at SummerSlam. And Gunther hasn't lost it since. In January 2025, as part of the WWE transfer window, see, again, this transfer window, WWE started this thing, and it's not even a draft. Just wrestlers can go wherever, apparently. Both McIntyre and Priest were transferred to the SmackDown brand, and both men competed in the Royal Rumble and the Elimination Chamber matches, where Priest eliminated McIntyre in both. After the Elimination Chamber, McIntyre did attack Priest in retaliation, costing Priest the match. And after several more weeks of altercations between the two men, on April 10th, WWE SmackDown manager Nick Aldis made the match between Priest and McIntyre official at WrestleMania 41. And on the next night on SmackDown, it was announced that the match would be a Sin City Street Fight. What is a Sin City Street Fight? I'm assuming it's just a regular Extreme Rules, no disqualification kind of match. Just, it's Las Vegas, so name it after Sin City, folks. And it's going to be a bumpy ride, because the WWE Women's Championship is being defended in a triple threat match, as Io Sky defends against Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley. And how did we get here? Well, folks, plain and simple. And of course, when I say plain and simple, I literally do not mean plain and simple, because this was a weird turn nobody saw coming for this. Throughout February, there was qualifying matches to be held to determine the participants for the Women's Elimination Chamber match at the Elimination Chamber in Toronto, with the winner earning a shot at the Raw Women's World Champion at WrestleMania 41. Now, during Io Sky's qualifying match, the reigning Women's World Champion, Rhea Ripley, attacked Sky's opponent, unintentionally causing a disqualification loss for Sky. Due to this, Ripley rewarded Sky with a title match, which was scheduled for after Elimination Chamber on March 3rd of Raw. Now, at Elimination Chamber, SmackDown's Bianca Belair won the match, while Sky defeated Ripley on Raw to win the title, thus confirming the change in the match from WrestleMania 41 being Rhea Ripley against Bianca Belair to Io Sky against Bianca Belair at WrestleMania. During the contract signing, though, on March 17th, Rhea Ripley interrupted and performed a powerbomb on Io Sky onto Bianca Belair on a table, after which Ripley signed the contract, earning a title shot at WrestleMania 41. Now, Sky was scheduled to face Rhea Ripley on the episode of March 31st in a title rematch with Belair as the referee. This match ended in a double disqualification, which that meant Io Sky would retain her championship. Raw General Manager Adam Pearce decided that Sky would defend her title against both Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley in a triple threat match at WrestleMania 41. Now, my honest opinion here is that we see Io Sky lose. Io Sky is the one who gets pinned because they want a feud between Rhea Ripley and Bianca Belair next. That's just my opinion, just what I think. So, I'm fairly confident that Io Sky is the one who gets pinned. And I want to say that Bianca Belair wins, but I want Rhea Ripley to win. So I'm going to say that Bianca pulls this off and we start a feud between Bianca and Rhea. Now, folks, there is a canceled match, and it was supposed to be Randy Orton taking on Kevin Owens. This is why I'm assuming why we have six matches on night two as opposed to night one. Now, what happened is that Kevin Owens and Randy Orton were supposed to face each other. However, during the April 4th episode of SmackDown, Owens declared he was unable to compete due to a legit neck injury that required surgery. Thus, it canceled the match. However, after the announcement, Orton came out to the ring only to perform a RKO on SmackDown general manager Nick Aldis. And on April 11th, Orton made it clear he wanted to face Aldis at WrestleMania 41. I don't know if we're going to get that match, but that's why we only have six matches instead of seven. And ladies and gentlemen, your main event is the undisputed WWE Champion Cody Rhodes taking on John Cena, as John Cena is in his WWE farewell tour. How'd we get here? At WWE Money in the Bank, John Cena revealed that he would retire from professional wrestling at the end of 2025, and also announced that he would compete at WrestleMania 41. After losing the Men's Royal Rumble match, Cena entered himself in the Men's Elimination Chamber match for one last chance to challenge for the World Championship at WrestleMania 41. Citing that main eventing his last WrestleMania and becoming a world 17-time WWE champion would be, and I quote, best for business. Also around this time, TKO board member Dwayne The Rock Johnson tried to bribe the SmackDown Undisputed WWE champion Cody Rhodes to be his corporate champion, claiming that they would become friends following their clash at the year's prior WrestleMania, and that this could help elevate Code's career. Well, at Elimination Chamber Toronto, John Cena won the Elimination Chamber match, earning a title match against Rhodes at WrestleMania. Following the match, Rhodes appeared to congratulate Cena, followed by The Rock to get Cody's answer to his offer. Cody Rhodes declined, and John Cena embraced Cody. However, John Cena, looking into The Rock's eyes, he viciously attacked Cody Rhodes, siding with The Rock, turning heel for the first time since 2003. and in the weeks to come, Cena would betray and berate the audience, claiming they had mistreated him for the last 20 plus years, and that he turned on Rhodes because he was disgusted by him. Rhodes chastised Cena and told him that he wanted to face the real Cena at WrestleMania 41, not this whiny version. Cena also claimed that after he won the title, he would retire with it. Now, John Cena is advertised for WWE Raw following WrestleMania 41. Will he show up as the 17-time WWE champion? Or does he have to figure out another route to become the 17-time WWE World Champion? Personally, I don't know. We might have to wait and see. However, I do have to give a prediction. Is WWE done with Cody Rhodes as WWE champion? Has it been a good run? Has it been everything you as a fan wanted? I know for me, it's been eh. I don't necessarily think that's Cody's fault. I think that's the problem with being a face and holding a championship. Because it's always fun to watch the heel get dethroned, and it's always fun to watch the face claw his way to the top to earn that title shot against that heel. I think it would be a great shock for John Cena to beat Cody Rhodes with the help of The Rock. See Roman Reigns come down and help. Start that Rock-Roman feud. But since I'm going to be at WrestleMania, I would like to see John Cena win, get that credit for being the 17-time world champion, breaking Ric Flair's world record that he is tied with currently. And then you have to watch Cody Rhodes start all over again. Start from the beginning. He finished the story. But John Cena winning would be a detour in the road of Cody Rhodes' career. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say that John Cena wins. It's a bold prediction, but I'm going to go with John Cena. Plus, I really liked how that sounded as I said it. So, yeah, John Cena. And folks, I am going to be at WrestleMania, so here is this week's schedule. Thursday, on the podcast, a day later, the WWE Hall of Famer Lex Luger joins Perched on the Top Rope. You can also find me on facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope. We're on all forms of social media. From there, on X, Perched Top Rope. Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. TikTok, Perched on the Top Rope. I will be posting all sorts of little clips from WrestleMania 41, from WWE World, and more. You can go to youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope, where you can see videos already of videos like what I'm getting signed at WWE World. So fans, remember, spoiler freeze. The way to be. I'm out.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.